Blog Talk Radio.
Get your house in order.
Praise the Lord. The song says, get your house in order. For truly, Jesus is coming back again. Glory be to God. Just to remind us, we still got time to get it right. We still got time to get ourselves in a position that we will be able to see God's face in peace and live with him eternally. Get your house in order. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I do thank God for being here. Thanking and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and I praise God for he is so great. He is so merciful. He is such a good God. I thank and I praise God for he woke me up this morning. Bless me. A brand new day, a day that was not promised to me, but because of his grace and his mercy, he saw fit to wake me up this morning, touch me with a thing of love, and walk with me all through the day. And I just thank and I praise God for it, thanking and praising God for each and every one that came out to be with us tonight. And I pray that God bless you and your family. Glory be to God. I just thank God for he's so good. His mercy endures forever and to all generations. And I thank God for that. And I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank God today is Brother Dion. Okay, he's not. So we will quickly say a prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you, Lord, as meek and as humble as we know how. But Father God, we thank you for your blessings, God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God. Nothing great that we have done, but because you love us, Father God, and we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless the sick. Father God, bless the needy, Father God. Bless the poor, bless the homeless, dear God. Bless your people all over the world, no matter what they're going through, what their condition or what they are to face. Father God, we ask you to bless them, God. Father God, we ask you to bless each and every one once again on this line today, Father God. Lord, we ask you to go into the hospital rooms and the nursing homes, God. Father God, and we ask you to bless your people, Father God. Heal the sick and the brokenhearted, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless the doctors, the nurses, Father God, that take care of us, Father God. Father God, give them strength, the wisdom, knowledge, the understanding that they will be able to continue to do the work that they do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you. And we ask you to bless the bereaved, Father God. Father God, people are leaving every day. Father God, and we ask you to bless the family, Father God, that has lost a loved one, Father God. Father God, touch them, Father God. Give them that peace standing, God. Father God, for you say we're only on this earth a short while. For we are pilgrims and sojourners traveling through this borrowed land. And Father God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father God, for watching over us as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, Father God. And we ask you to bless, Father God, in the White House, Father God. Father God, the Senate, the representative, Father God, the Congress, Father God, bless, Father God. Father God, in this election that coming up, Father God, let whatsoever happen be in your will, God. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, and we praise your holy name, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God today for, before I get started, I'm going to tell you all how crazy I am. I volunteer every Monday and Tuesday, and I had went there to volunteer Monday. They were working on the road, so I went to park the car. It was on a little small incline, but I didn't want my car to back up into the road, so I put on the emergency brake. So when I left, I forgot all about it. So I went where I had to go. I came home, and when I got back in the car to go somewhere, the car wouldn't go backwards. And I said, oh, my God, my transmission is gone. So I'm setting up, I said, oh, my God, calling people and everybody want an arm and a leg. I said, no, God, it got to be better than this. I was even considering buying another car. But, you know, God is so good. I never got really upset. I was just kind of irritated that, well, how come I didn't get a warning, you know. So this morning, or, well, this afternoon, to meditate every day. I talk to God. So I went to meditate. I said, Lord, I got to meditate. So I sat down to begin to meditate. And as I sat there for a few minutes, God showed me what was wrong with my car. I wanted to finish the meditating, but I went another maybe 5 minutes and I couldn't take it no more. I jumped up, got my keys and ran out to the car. Praises be to God. I looked down and the brakes was locked. I unlocked the brakes and I bagged up and I came for it and I bagged up and I came for it. I said, Lord, I thank you, nobody but you. When we do things that we forget about, cannot figure it out for the life of us. Don't tell me God will not show you things, because I had no idea. Forgot all about it. But God showed me what the problem was. Merciful. I said, Lord, I thank you. When we don't think for ourselves, he thinks for us. And I just thank and I praise God for that today. So we're going to go into our lesson on today. And it's coming from John, the 5th chapter. Glory be to God. And we're going to use for a thought today, God's mercy. Glory be to God. I'm going to read from the 2nd through the 9th verse, and then we're going to go back and talk on this. After, I said the 2nd verse, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that cave, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now we're going to go back and we're going to talk on these verses. Truly, we serve a merciful God.
Yes,
sometimes it takes, we be down and out or sick for so long, we begin to think that God has forgotten about us. But brothers and sisters, we may go through a lot, but let me tell you something. God has not forgot you. Glory, hallelujah. You know, we got to remember, we have got to suffer for our sins. We got to pay for our sins. You know, Jesus paid for the bulk of our sins. And we think we shouldn't go through anything. But when we are going through things, we should go through them with praises and thanksgiving. Though it might be hard on us and we stress and we just don't want to have to suffer like this, let us go through it with praise and thanksgiving, knowing that God has not forgotten about us. It said, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Now this is where Jesus came after he left, because Jesus couldn't perform many miracles because he said that a prophet is not welcome in his own home. So he left. Glory be to God. See, no matter how rough it got on Jesus, he knew he still had a work to do. He had to do the work of his Father that sent him. So he went to the pool. See, the thing that we have to know when we're reading these scriptures, Jesus already knows what's going on before he even gets there. But when he's on the way, it is now time for these people to be healed. So this was their time. This was time for the people to be healed. And this was during the time of the feast of the Jews, the Passover that was most celebrated, the most celebrated feast. Jesus went to Jerusalem. And we all know that wherever Jesus went, wherever Jesus went, he had followers. People followed him everywhere he went because where he went, he did miracles. There were signs. There were wonders. And many of the people believed on him, and many
did not. Glory be to God.
So in the in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Now, our Bible let us know that there were five torches. Now, we have to imagine these torches as being the hospital for the poor. These people would go there for their healing because at certain seasons, the angel came down to trouble the water. And the ones that actually could get up and could walk, glory be to God, they would step into the water and they were instantly healed. Now, the ones that was there was the impotent folks was blind. Some was halt. Some was withered. Glory be to God. In other words, some had limbs that was cut off. Some was had hands that had withered or legs that had withered. And they would get into the water once the angel troubled it, and they would become whole again. And that was showing God's mercy. See, God has mercy on his people. And he has mercy on the sick and the diseased. God still has mercy, but we don't have faith in God. We don't believe that God will heal us. Glory be to God. God will not heal us if we don't have any faith. Now, you can go to your pastor every Sunday of the month. You do not have faith in that man of God, you will not be healed, because it is your faith that heals you. These people had faith to believe, if I just go get into that water when the angel trouble it, in other words, the troubled water is when the water, you saw waves and you saw everything going on in that water, were swirling and all, and that was when God, the angel went down and troubled that water, and whosoever stepped in came out whole. Glory be to God. So Jesus went there, and Jesus had a reason for going. Jesus, wherever he goes, he know what he's going to do. And the blind would come out seeing. Glory be to God. So in the midst of the multitude, okay, after the angels would come down and heal the water and trouble the water, in the midst of all that was going on, there was a certain man who had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years paralyzed. Glory be to God. But he was on the porch with the rest. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that cave. He says unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Now, Jesus knew that that man had been there a long time. But he couldn't get in the pool because the people would step over him. Nobody would stop to help that man get in the pool when the water was troubled. That's the same thing with us, brothers and sisters. When we see our brother or our sister in trouble, we'll walk right by them and won't help. But yet we say, we are saved, we are a child of God. Who do we know in this Bible that Jesus walked by and never helped? There were no men that came to Jesus that did not get his healing. Not one. But Jesus asked the man the question. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Now he answered Jesus with respect. He called him, "Sir," for that man did not know who Sir was. He did not know he was talking to Jesus Christ himself, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He did not know him, the question. Glory be to God. See, that's the thing. When Jesus talked to us and tell us to do certain things so that we would be healed, we don't have faith in it. We don't believe that it's Jesus talking to us. We'll say, "Lord, is that you?" Glory be to God. Rather than move by faith. When we hear the word of God, when God says, "Go, Brother D," he means for you to go.
Get up and
maybe you don't see what is at the end of that journey, but God got a blessing waiting for you at the end of that journey. Glory be to God. You know, I was reading just prior to reading this subject, this message. Glory be to God. While Jesus was on his way to Galilee, hallelujah, a man came up to him and said, "Lord, my son is dying. Will you come and heal him?" Glory be to God. And Jesus didn't move right then. The man said, "If you don't come, my son will die."
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Glory be to God. Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy son is healed." Our Bible tells us that when the man, hallelujah, reached almost home on the next day, his servant met him. Glory be to God. Listen, we have a merciful God, people. We have a merciful God to love us. The man met, someone met him and said, "Your son is on the mend." Glory be to God. And he asked him, "What time?" He said, "Yesterday about the seventh hour." And the man remembered that's the time that Jesus, hallelujah, told him, "Go his way, his son is healed." Hallelujah. His faith sent him on his way because he believed what Jesus was telling him. Glory be to God. See, we can't get healed. We can't get our blessings because we don't believe. I hear the song say that all things are possible if we only believe. We don't believe, brothers and sisters. Our Bible tells us, see, it's a faith that heals us. Our Bible tells us that Peter and John, hallelujah, was on their way into the temple. Hallelujah, when they got to the gate called Beautiful, there was a man sitting there with his cup in his hand, begging for an arm, begging for money. Glory be to God. He was another paralyzed man that couldn't walk. Glory be to God. And he asked Peter and John for an arm. I hear Peter and John fasten their eyes on them. I heard Peter say, "Silver and gold have thou none. none. I heard Peter say, but such as I have, hallelujah, I give it to thee. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. And instantly, his ankle bone got strong, and he jumped up because he had faith to believe that he would be healed. Glory be to God. Look at the God that we serve, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, Jesus. And don't you know on this day, in this time, if you just believe, trust, glory be to God, whatever the problem, whatever the illness, when you go to God in prayer, don't go to God just to say something. But when you go to God, have faith and believe. When I go and pray to my Father, I'm going to leave that healed. Glory be to God. If we don't have faith, glory be to God, we will not be healed. Glory be to God. See, we serve a merciful God.
Awesome.
Don't think one moment that God forget about you. See, God don't forget about us, brothers and sisters. He never forget about us. We go through trials and tribulations, and we feel like we shouldn't go through anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why is God letting me go through this? Why
come on,
is God letting me be so through this? How come God won't heal me? He healed Brother John, but it won't heal me. Glory be to God. Let us stop complaining and believe.
Yes.
That's all we got to do.
He may not come right now.
He may not come when you think he's coming. But he's always on time. Glory be to God. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Glory be to God. Don't you know Jesus knew that them Jews was going to say he was sinning because he healed that man on the Sabbath day?
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't know, they was talking to the Sabbath day. Glory be to God.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever day that Jesus chose to heal on, he made the day. Hey, glory be to God. See, the blessing is that Jesus could have gotten tired of all the things that we done to him and say, Father, just destroy everything. We find by ourselves. But he loved his Father so much. Glory be to God. And I always try to remind you all of this. He loves his Father so much. He said, Father, I go down and I will redeem man to you. Glory be to God. That's how much Jesus loves us. To have faith. Like the ones that took their friend on a bed and couldn't get into that house to see Jesus for the press. They said, well, we're going to have to go up to the roof because they had so much faith that Jesus was going to heal their friend. What did they do? They went up on that roof and they moved the roof off. They took the roof off, dropped that man down in his bed in front of Jesus. Glory be to God. When Jesus saw their faith, told that man, thou art healed. Our
That's
sin finished. Has been forgiven.
Maybe.
Glory be to God. That's the God that we serve. And you know what I like about it, Brother D? We serve the
Come
same
on,
God today.
God today.
Yesterday.
Yes,
and forever.
Yes,
that
yes,
same
yes,
God
yes.
that walked with Abraham. He's the same God. That
same,
same God. That told Moses, I want you to go to Israel and tell Pharaohs and let my people go. We're still serving that same God.
Same God.
That same God parted the Red Sea and the water stood up on each side to allow the children of Israel to go through. We serve the same God. Glory be to God.
Yes.
We serve a God that is mighty. We don't serve a dead God. Glory be to God. When you got Jesus, you got no business having a dead spirit. That spirit
yes,
should
yes.
just stop worship and praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to show God how much we love him. We got to show him that we worship him. Now, everyone that Jesus healed believed in him. If they was blind, they walked away sin because Jesus, hallelujah, laid hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
If they was paralyzed, they left their walking. This is their faith that heals them. They believe whatsoever Jesus said. It was so. And today, whatsoever God say, no matter who it's coming from, you better believe it. Because God can use a child, can use a grown person. God can put his spirit into a child and heal you. Oh, ye of little faith. That's what Jesus
That's
called
faith.
Us. Ye of little faith, let us increase our faith and believe the merciful God that we serve. For he is truly a merciful God. You look how he went to the pool of Bethesda and healed that man. There were five porches land that are built with all sick people. And that was their hospital. And just look at the beautiful hospital God let us go to. These poor people didn't have that, but one thing they did have, they had faith. That's why they believed when that pool was troubled, they would be healed. And when they went into that water, when God sent that angel to trouble the water, and they got in, they were healed. It was their faith that made them healed. If they had stepped in that water with no faith, they would have came out just like they went in. Glory be to God. But Jesus knew that this man was unable to get into the water. So he asked the question, glory be to God. Jesus wanted to see his faith. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So he asked him the question, will thou be made whole? Glory be to God. Will thou be made whole? Hallelujah. And the man began to tell him how the people walked over him, not knowing Jesus knew all about it. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus was able to tell him, because of his faith. Jesus was able to say, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And he believed. The man believed. And he took up his bed and walked. Glory be to God. What a mighty God that we serve. And we still serve the same God. Our Bible tells us that he say, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Then he said, I change not. I don't change. We change. He don't change. He's that same God, and he loves you just as much today as he loves you the day he put you on this earth. But we got to walk by, Brother D, and not by sight. When God showed me that what was wrong with my car, I couldn't sit in that chair. I tried to finish it out, but I couldn't. I had to run and see. I opened that door and looked down at my brakes and bust out and started laughing. Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God. That is how merciful God is. That is how much he loves us. Don't you know he will talk to you? If Jesus don't talk to you because you're not living the way you should, you're not serving him the way you should, don't you think for one minute that Jesus don't talk to you, because yes, he do. All you got to do is listen and obey. Glory be to God. When God tell me something, I go running. Go running. I don't worry about the consequences. I just worry about doing what God say do. Because one thing I know, Brother D, he's a miracle worker. He's
yes,
a
he
miracle
is.
Worker.
Yes, he is. Yes,
think
he
about
is.
How you laid in that bed sick, having to go through all that Jeez. You went through. He's a miracle worker. Glory be to God. And he will do exactly what you need for him to do if you only believe.
Just believe.
Love that song. The psalmist said, only believe that all things mm-hmm. are possible if yes, you yes. only believe. And don't you know that is so true today? If we just believe and trust in God, all things, some things, all things,
things.
Not a few things, all
things,
things are possible if we only believe. Because we serve a God that can do anything. And you know what? See, we worry about things not going right, but you know God don't have to do nothing but speak the word.
That's it.
And whatsoever's on his mind will materialize if he just speaks the word. Don't our Bible tell us when he made heaven and earth, how did he make heaven and earth? From the word.
Let that be.
Glory be to God. When he made the sun and the moon, how did he make the sun and moon? He spoke the word. Look at the God that we serve. And we have the nerve not to trust him, not to love him, not to give him our all in all. We have the nerve to walk around and say, I'm a child of God and doing everything under the sun. But God see you, brothers and sisters, that you can hide from God. You don't even have to act on it. If you're in your mind, God already know it. He's a God that knows everything. Thing. So we can't hide. We can't run. And glory be to God. If we just have faith in our sickness. If we just have faith in our hard times, glory be to God, we would see God move like never before. We say we have faith, but we don't work, we don't act like it. We got to show our faith by what? Our works.
Action, that's it.
Glory be to God. If you don't believe him, then you have no faith. Glory be to God. And I know we always talking about Job or the three Hebrew boys or Daniel or even Abraham. We always talk about them because they had faith. Job said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. In all of his agony that he was going through, I heard Job say, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah,
that's
Jesus.
That's it.
And see, that's what's wrong with us. We don't bless the Lord when we're sick. We don't bless the Lord when we're hurting. We don't bless the Lord when we broke. We don't bless the Lord when Satan come and does wreak havoc on our lives. At all we go through, we fail to be walking around saying, Lord, I thank you for being so good to me. People look at you and say, what they thanking him for? He ain't did nothing. Oh, yes, he did. He woke you up this morning. You got a mouth and you still say, Lord, I thank you. You still got a chance to be with him in his new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. We got to walk through our trials and tribulations, thanking God for just being God. Knowing if he chooses, he can heal you right then. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we got to go through. But when we go through and come out, when we make it through the end of our trials and tribulations, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at the blessing at the end of that journey. Hallelujah. We just got to thinking through it all. Through it all, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, Jesus. I went through surgery, woke up out of my sleep and saying, oh, the blood of Jesus. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not worried about what I went through, but I had to give my praises to the Almighty God, the God that made us. Glory be to God. He is everything that we need, brothers and sisters. I tell you what, we serve a God that there is nothing on this earth, in this earth, out of this earth, around this earth, that can equal up to us. Nothing. Power he got. And oftentimes, sometimes, we should reflect on the power of the Almighty God. Glory be to God. See, we don't reflect on him. And just know, glory be to God, just know that he'll take care of you. When I went through the ordeal with my truck, I said, well, maybe God needed me to sit at home for a couple of days. I couldn't go crying. All I could say, Lord, I thank you. Because he's merciful. I thank him. But he didn't have to tell me what was wrong with my car. But he did it because he loves me. He did it because I'm his child. He did it because I try to walk upright about him every day of my life. Glory be to God. And when he did it, Brother D, I heard it.
Amen.
Oh,
That's the God that we serve.
That's it. That's it, Chief. That's it.
We might say that's a little thing, but you know what? Oh, I praise him for the little, the big, for all.
Yes.
Because
yes,
all of it is small to God.
Yes, yes.
More
yes,
than
yes,
anything, God love yes, you.
A few things.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That's the God that we serve. He's a merciful. He's a loving. And he's a God that never forget about you. So we need to work on making sure we don't forget about him. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for this time. I thank God for enabling me to be able to talk to you. And I love doing it because this is God's work. Glory be to God. And I thank God for it. And at this time, we're going to close this part and we're going to open up the floor. For whosoever have a question, I just want to talk to God. Just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Glory, hallelujah. The floor is open.
Amen. Amen. Sister Marin, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, Sister Marin. Sister Marin, I love you, and I believe in God, and I believe in your preaching, but I got some bad news for you. You're getting old and forgetting to take your breaks off. I had to throw that in there.
See, God loves me. He loves me enough to remind me to take them off.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a good thing, though, Sister Man. It's a good thing. It's a teachable moment, though.
Yes.
It's a teachable moment, yeah. Like Sister Mary said, y'all, of course, y'all know on Wednesdays I'm at the racetrack, so if y'all got anything you want to say, hit that one button out so I can bring you in, though. I'm at the racetrack, so, but we still going to do this. And Sister Mary, I'm at the racetrack, but I heard that message, though. And when you talk about your brakes, Sister Mary,
now you're going to laugh at me all night.
And look here, Sister Mary, that Brother D now, when you said, Brother D, you on? Well, he was on, fell off, and got back on. And by that time, he was already doing it. So I done told that boy, he don't never be on.
The phone dropped the call, bro, dog. I was on. It dropped the call. And just as I came back on, she was just saying, well, and I heard her say, well, and she started to pray. And I couldn't interrupt at that time. I've been sitting there watching the clock today, and I said, well, it's 5 minutes. I had a long distance call with some old friends, and I told them, I said, bro, I've enjoyed talking to you all, but I got to go now because I do a gospel service Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I'm like the journey, man on the journey. I won't let nothing turn me around.
All right now.
All good.
All right
now. I got to go over there now. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I have truly enjoyed the word today as always. I enjoyed what I heard. And we need to be just like Monty, as you all said, Sister Mira. We need to be doers of this word, start hearing the word, and be doers of the word, and understand just what the Lord is saying to man.
Yes.
You know, when Jesus asked the young man the question, will thou be made whole?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible has instructed us that he had been laying there for 38 years. That took a whole lot of endurance. That took a whole lot of prayer.
Yes, it
did. Took a whole lot of faith. But let me and Sister Mary Munchie tell you all something. It wasn't even a day in God's eyesight. It was 38 years in his. It wasn't a day in God's eyesight. And when the Lord asked him the question, when she said, tomorrow he changed not. See, she can say that because she knows he knew the answer before he asked the question. He already knew the answer. That's why he was there telling the man, he said, get up. that faith
Amen.
Have made thee whole. This is why God can say these things to you, because he knows
That's
the answer
right.
before he asks the question. He already knew it. So what she was telling you, sister and brother, when you don't get the things that you ask for and you so sincere praying, it's because you don't have the faith that you're going to receive. If you don't have the faith that you're going to receive, I'm like,
Greg
said, your prayer was of a myth. It was a myth. I enjoyed myself today, as always. I enjoyed the word.
Yeah.
I love that little that it's something about that. I love it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I got a question,
yes,
you know, and if you got faith in the Lord, he will deliver you and take care of you and all that. Now, Sister Mary, what if I just, in a time of need, I ain't even thought about the Lord, but you know we always do this, and as soon as we need something, we're in trouble, we got an old Lord, and we try to go to the Lord. Do the Lord know that we ain't been having faith in him until we was in trouble or something, Sister Mary?
Oh, he knows. Even when we in trouble, he know we don't have faith. But he also know they done heard that our God will heal you, or God will do that, or God will do that. This, we ask him, and we don't ask in faith. But a lot of times, even ones that are not saved, when they ask God, because of what they heard, they have faith to believe that he will do it, and he'll do it.
Yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it.
Amen. He will do it.
We're going to do like the country folks do at the church. If we got any new listeners on here or somebody that their first time on here, hit the one button and just say, we're glad to see you on here. I see a lot of new numbers on here tonight that I ain't been seeing. And if you're new here, hit the one button. And just hit that one button on your phone and just come in and say hello to us out there. We're going to do like we do in the old church in the country. We're going to do the old country thing.
Amen.
Just hit the one button and tell us hello. I see a whole lot of new numbers on here tonight, Sister Mary, and a whole lot of new numbers on here.
God bless each and every
little,
one of you, and I pray you enjoy the word.
They might be a little bashful. They don't want to hit the one button. But, also, Sister Mary, on your prayer list, put Michael Hill on your prayer list and continue healing for him, for Michael Hill. We want to make sure, you know, he had his big motorcycle accident. We want to continue to pray for him and continue them to get better. Mike Hill, So put him on the prayer list if you don't mind.
Sure.
And T, while you're adding to the prayer list, I would like for you to do the prayer of the day instead of me. I'd like for you to pray for my family. My in-laws is really going through it now, but we know God is in the blessing business. She lost her nephew, commenced him back home Saturday. Mom got up this morning, and I told her, I said, Mom, I see you. And Katie called you. She said, well, baby, I'll call her back after I eat. See, God is just good. You all hear us all the time that God is good. God blesses us and protects us over the little things. And a lot of times we miss them. Now, watch how God blessed her this morning. She already skin and bone. She's so small and don't half eat. So the
is
Lord protected her from bad. Yes. Well, look what God did this morning. The Lord protected her from bad news until she ate, because he knew if she had got the bad news, she wouldn't eat. So when Aunt Katie called, I said, Mama, she want me to call her back? She said, no, baby, I'll eat first. After she ate, then they was going to the hospital to see one of her other sisters who they didn't gave like 48 hours to live. And on the way to the hospital, Aunt Katie called back and told her that you lost your oldest brother. We lost our oldest brother this morning.
My God.
See,
if she had heard that
Uncle Sonny had passed, she wouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord blessed her to eat for it. Ain't God good? See, these are the little things, sisters and brothers, that they're so big, but we think they little. But he's so big. God is in the best. I ask you, put the Davis family on your prayer list.
You
lost
said the
nephew
Davis
last
family.
Week.
The
Davis family. Nephew last week. Her brother today, and she got a sister that's getting prepared. So we're going to keep
God,
in prayer.
My God, my God.
Amen. Oh,
Sister Mary, also put Ben. I also put my brother Ben in your prayers too. He lost his brother. Put my brother Ben. He lost his brother, so we want to say a prayer for him and his family. He lost his brother.
Wow.
Yes.
Do it all. Okay. Do it all.
Would there be any more?
Like I said, Sister Marilyn, I see some of the regulars on here, and I see a lot of odd hands, but ain't nobody else got their hand up. I don't know if they just want to sit back and listen to the word or whatever, but we have no more hands up. We have no hands up, Sister Marilyn. But we do have plenty of people on here. Maybe they just want to listen, and maybe, like I said, if they're on here, that's a good thing anyway. At least they're on here.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Glory be to God. Let us open our hearts. Glory be to God, and you all pray with me, because this time, it's a trying time on this earth now. So much is happening, and we got to prepare our minds for it. Father God, as I come to you right now, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, as I lift each and every one of them up to you, Father God, in your holy name. Father God, I know you are God, glory be to God, that will stay right there with them and carry them through their trials and their tribulations and their problems. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Michael Hill. Strengthen him, Father God. He had a motorcycle accident, Father God, but we know you to be a healer, God. We spoke on your healing, people, a few minutes ago. And just like you healed a man, glory be to God, at the pool, Father God, you will heal Brother Hill. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, and I lift my nephew, Brother Debo, family up to you, the Davis family, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to touch his mother-in-law, Father God. Father God, whatsoever the problem that she has, the illness that she has, Father God, we know you to be a healer, God. Father God, we ask you to strengthen her body and her mind, God. Father God, put her back, Father God, on the right track, God. Father God, strengthen her as she lost her nephew, her older brother, and I understand her sister slowly leaving. Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen that whole family, God. Father God, that they will be able to lean on you during this time, God. Father God, let them understand, glory be to God, that you know what you're doing. Father God, help them to understand that one day we all got to leave this earth, Father God. But while they're here, Father God, give them peace, Father God, during their time of grieving, Father God. Father God, bless them that they can lean their head upon your shoulder, God. Father God, and tell you all about it, them, God. Keep them, Father God. Father God, it looked like one thing or the other hit that family, Father God. But Father God, we still know. You got over all, and you know what you're doing. Father God, give them strength, Father God. Father God, bless them to lean and depend on each other. Father God, where one is weak, let the strong lift them up, Father God. Lord, I know you're able, Father God, and I believe you will do just that. Father God, I ask you to bless Brother Dog, Brother Ben. He lost his brother, Father God. Lord, give him strength, God. Father God, give him strength, Father God, to, that he will be able to go this through this trying time. Father God, give him that peace, that godly peace, Father God. In the time of troubles, in the time of death, Father God, that you have, God, will keep us in perfect peace, God. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, and we ask you to just bless him and bless his family. Father God, that they all will be able to go through this trying time together, leaning and depending on each other, having faith in you, God, knowing, Father God, that you make no mistakes. Father God, and I thank you, Father God. Father God, and I ask you to bless each and everyone on this line tonight, God. Father God, you know them, you know their needs, you know their hearts, God. Father God, I ask you to bless them, Father God. Father God, let them know that you're God and you're God over all. Father God, let them know that they can lean and depend on you, God, that they can call on you, God, for you're right there. Glory be to God. You just are speech away. Not only do they have to open their mouth, they can even call you with them in their mind, Father God. For you hear it all, God. Father God, strengthen each and every one, Father God. Father God, whatsoever need they may have, dear God, we ask you to bless them, God. Father God, for we can do nothing of ourselves. We can only do it, Father God. Father God, in your will. Father God, and we thank you. Lord, keep them and their family and each and everyone on here covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, strengthen them each everywhere they go, each and every one. Teach them, Father, to lean and depend on you. For when we lean and depend on you, Jesus, we know everything is going to be all right. Father God, and we thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise you, Lord. Father God, for we know you the healer. Father God, you're a company keeper. You're a peacemaker, God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father God, just give them strength to make it through this time, Father God, with love and with peace. Let them remember the happy times, the good times, Father God, and we thank you. Heal it. Glory be to God, of peace, of understanding. Father, we thank you for all things, and we will praise your holy name forever. We will love you and worship you, God, forever. For you are everything. You are the Almighty God. And we know beside you, God, there is no other. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I believe it's done.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. We thank. Is somebody speaking or somebody? Okay. Mute your phone. I hear some talking. Please mute your phone. Okay, we thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. We thank God for the message that he sent forth on tonight. We thank God for Brother Dog. And all that he do, he try to work, but he still have this Wednesday night program. And I thank God for that, for he is so good. And I thank God for each and everyone. And while I'm talking, I just want to say be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. But God always has a word for you. Glory be to God. And if there's anything that you need to say, if you just want to talk about the goodness of the Almighty God, this is what that time is for. If you lost your loved one and just need to talk, just to get it off of you, glory be to God. We're here to listen, to encourage, to even hug you in words. And we thank God for that. So be with us on next Wednesday night and on Tuesday night. Be with Brother D in his hour of his gospel hour. Glory be to God. God always have a word for you. Come with the mind that I'm going to hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hear it, receive it, and walk by it.
And I thank God for each and every one of you. And ask you all to pray my strength in the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dog.
Sister Mary, you got any final words before we close out this segment, Sister Mary?
I just thank God for all things. Be encouraged and may God walk and keep each and every one of you. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Sister Mary, and God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, if y'all got anything, bring it on in and hit the one button and bring it on in there because I'm at the racetrack. Gonna go out here and let somebody, thinking of somebody whoop me up tonight, beat me up tonight. I ain't looking for no trouble, but I ain't running from none either, though. So if anybody got any announcements, anything they want to put out, hit the one button now if you want to. If you don't, we can go ahead and close this segment. I ain't gonna prolong the thing. And you know, one of these days y'all gonna wish y'all could. You know, this your prayer show to thank the Lord for some stuff. But we ain't gonna hold it against you, cause I know I've been blessed, so I ain't complaining. I love my position. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So, anyway, with that being said, thank y'all for coming out tonight. Short and sweet. Thank you, Qatar. Short and sweet. So, y'all have a good day, and God bless all y'all. Good night.